Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So, call in, give us a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. We encourage you to speak with us live. If you don't want to get on the phone with us, you can always jump into the chat room at smoothdrama.com. It's an anonymous chat. This way, you can be whoever you want. You can be the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, if you want. Doesn't even matter. But we encourage you to come holler at us. Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. And we social network. So if you are on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. I'm just going to call him Mr. J. Not that people talk about the Joker as Mr. J and Harley Quinn or anything like that. I'm not casting no aspersions, and I'm not saying whether or not the Joker has been pretending to be a white guy with white makeup when he was in actuality black this whole time. You see it?
Interesting. Well,
anyway. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group or any social media that you're on. You find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We'll add you, follow you back, and we can talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats, because that's how we do. That's exactly how we do.
Yes, we do.
And,
we love to talk.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Talk, 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 talk. And speaking of talking, man, this election, I mean, we talking about the apocalypse and how it's so scrumptious. This election right here and everything that's involved with it has been so fascinating to watch. You know, I'm amused. It is hilarious to me. But apparently, yeah. See, Brown Sugar, you have a guy who has told you exactly what he was gonna do, and God damn it, he is following through. He says, I don't give a damn what the results are. I don't think I'm going to accept them. He said that.
True.
And
true.
He living his lyrics. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm appreciating homie. Because homie, he's just straight up, you know what? If I'm gonna be that dude, I'm gonna be 100 with it. So he's going all the way in on his crookedness. Like I'm gonna be a crook to the end, all the way. So that's dedication right there. That's dedication. He's done everything possible. Like, you know what? If I'm ahead in the state that's contested, stop voting. Stop counting. We don't need to count no more. Fuck that.
No, I've already won that. So then that means
right.
That's over
yeah,
and done
with. Yeah, What are we counting for? And if I'm behind, damn it, we need a recount. As a matter of fact, this state is not going to be for me. Look, I'm suing. I'm contesting it. Because everybody in that state who didn't vote for me, it was cheating. They don't even live there. They flew in. They flew in from California. And they voted Nevada. That's what happened. It's... I mean, I'm watching it, and I appreciate homie's intellectual candor. Like, you know what? I'm not accepting it. Mm. I don't care what it's almost like elementary school, right? Where the kid knows that they wrong. They 100% know they wrong, but don't give a damn. No, I don't care. I don't care. You know, and you see him, and you see his peoples. You know, his peoples, they not the sharpest tools in the shed, right?
No. Some of them are at the polls, P-O-L-L-S, and some of them are at the polls, P-O-L-E-S.
Yeah.
I'm sure the ones at the P-O-L-E-S are having more fun than the ones at the P-O-L-L-S, though.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
See, then I can challenge that. See, because you say they would have more fun at the P-O-L-E-S. But I'm guessing when you're like functioning at a low level, being at the polls just messing with people, that's what they do.
So yeah, that's true too.
Right, I'm just pissed off. It don't matter. Did they do anything to you? Hell no. I just like to be up here so I can let them know. You bring a mask? Hell no, I'm not bringing no mask. You can't make me wear no mask. I want to spit on everybody when I talk. It's like they just going all the way in. That's what you see about there. They 100 with it. They in caravan.
Yeah.
They in caravans. They running trucks off the road. They chasing folks. And they don't have to put on the hood either. They like, shh, we can just get out here and we can just mess with folks. And we ain't even got to put our robes on. Yeah, this the best time in American history. That's where they at.
I swear, your I guess it's a caricature. Your impersonation of Backwoods Bubba is just hilarious.
Hey,
it really is.
You think about it, because they ain't even in the backwoods. They not even in the backwoods. That's homie from the city. He live in the suburbs. Just as country and backwards as he want to be in the suburbs. I'm saying, there's a reason why they're legalizing the drugs, because they all taking them.
That's true.
That's 100. I'm a bet 100 on that one. I mean, because you hear them out there talking, right? You hear them out there talking, and just it's amazing to me. I can't say I've ever been more impressed with rednecks who are just out here in unison and just riding around doing super shit. And you just right now just avoid rednecks at all costs.
Yeah, that is true. Steer clear.
Well, I mean, it's just.
I've always managed to steer clear anyway.
Yeah, but it's just shoot first.
Ask questions later?
No, just shoot first. You don't need no more.
You don't need to shoot either?
No, I'm just saying, just shoot first. If you're going to be out there, you're going to be out there driving at night, whatnot, you just got to be ready to shoot first. There ain't no till you see the whites of their eyes, none of that. Just shoot first.
Wow.
Yeah. There ain't no, look, folks is out here on a whole other level. I mean, what aren't they? I mean, his son, Trump's son came out and was like, hey, you know what? We should just go to war, total war.
See, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that. I heard that he had a temper tantrum, but I must have, like, really.
Yeah. He's like, that. Yeah, we just need to go to total war, like a civil war. Like, you know what? If I'm not going to win, we just, everybody should just start shooting. I mean, he said it. Steve Bannon came out and said, I put Anthony Fauci's head on a pike as a warning.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because I'm like, okay.
Wait,
and
hold
he
on.
Has to do with your election. How is he at fault because of your election or because you're losing?
No, let's just repeat that. I put Anthony Fauci's head on a pike as a warning. That's how we'll start the revolution. Those are his words.
And I guess because we have free speech, you can't get arrested or nothing can happen to you when you talk like that.
So if you're Anthony Fauci.
I mean, I would feel like threatened, so I would press charges in some way.
No, I'm just saying, if you're Anthony Fauci, do you pull out your brass knuckles? I'm just asking for a friend. Would you pull out your brass knuckles? Steve Bannon is out there telling folks. I mean, I'm guessing that he probably strapped too, but I'm saying like maybe because you're walking in the same area. If you see him, you just catch him slipping, put him down, bop. Take that. I wouldn't
be surprised if he was ready.
Yeah, he said, put his head on. I put his head on a spike as a warning. You know, Anthony Fauci, like. Damn, homie, what I do to you?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, okay. I know they didn't always agree, but, you know.
Well, yeah, of course they don't agree. One actually is intelligent, and the other one is Steve Bannon.
Sure.
Yeah, so there's the medical professional, and then there's the other guy. So yeah, I'm just saying. So it is so bad that at the polling places, because in Detroit they tried to bum rush the spot to make them stop counting the votes in Detroit, that the police had to come. And now the Department of Justice has allocated
armed federal officers to protect the people who are counting the ballot.
You know, and that's, I don't understand that. I don't understand this bullying and I'm going to make you do what I want you to do by scaring you with my guns and threats and all that. I don't understand that.
Well, I don't think they're trying to scare them.
What do you think they're trying to do?
If they could, probably shoot them and kill them.
Well, do you think they can do that though? I mean, do you think they can do that?
Okay, so when you get a bunch of people who roll up strapped, see, most people, when they have weapons, they generally are going to use them. See, it's that old thing, if you're going to pull your weapon out, you got to be prepared to use it. It's they have their weapons out. And trust, they want to use them. That's why they have them out. And the chamber's in the clip. Well, the clip's in the chamber.
But
they're ready.
I don't know. They don't think about the repercussions or the consequences to shooting, like, the ballot counter?
Look here. Folks have been showing up, committing suicide on trees. So we can either say, man, these rashes of suicides of black folks in America over the past couple months because of the apocalypse. Or are they getting caught, killed, and hung by folks who are strapped?
I mean,
I'm just, all
of the above. I can see it all happening.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So they're running cars. They ran the Biden campaign bus off the road.
Yeah,
and so what I'm saying is, they're not out there playing. They're serious. They're not playing. They're serious. Folks are out there. Like I said, they're storming places, and we want to look at you. We want to catch you.
And I agree. I just don't think that they. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say they don't understand the consequences, but I really feel like they don't think there are any consequences because nothing has happened to them. But I think if you shoot a poll worker, I'm not sure if that's a federal offense, but I kind of feel like it is.
All right. So I'm sure you've seen on social media, and I've talked to colleagues. They're all on edge. They're frustrated. They can't sleep. They're all stressed out over the election. Now,
well, because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. So, like,
okay,
yeah.
Well, as you know me, and people who
mm-hmm.
listen to me over the years know that. Yeah, I'm not stressing. I'm actually not stressing over the election. Who wins, who loses. None of that stuff really concerns me.
Well, you have this remarkable thing that I've told you is you have unbotheredness. You are unbothered by things. You don't internalize anything.
No,
so,
it, So,
but most people do, though, and these are the people that have anxiety and who have fear and are concerned or worried or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think they're more concerned about like the outcome of everything, not necessarily like if Biden or president. I don't think that is the worry. I think like they're concerned about if there is a race war, if there is going to be riots and looting again, and you know, how safe is it going to be? That's
okay.
The concern, I think.
Well, businesses have boarded up because of rioting and looting. We've kind of had rioting and looting throughout the apocalypse, so that's not anything new. And as far as this election goes, I'm unbothered because at the end of the day, they're both terrible candidates. So whoever wins is going to be terrible.
Well, I mean, for us, definitely. And that's the thing. Like, I don't think most of us, any black person that says that they're concerned, to me, I think they're more concerned as far as it being safe. I don't think they have any delusions of thinking that one is going to be worse and the other one's going to be better, or one's going to be this horrible tyrant that we've already had for 4 years, and then this other one is going to come and save us. I don't think anybody has those delusions. I think it's more or less about safety, like what's going to happen. And even if it's not like a big thing, you just, you know, am I going to be, like, I think they were talking about this week is white supremacy week, I read, in some parts of Cleveland and areas in that, you know, down in that area. And I'm like, white supremacy week? Like, for real? They done took a whole week?
Well, hey, it used to be Black History Week, then we got Black History, we got Black History Week, and then we got Black History Month.
No.
And so
we're
like,
not,
you know,
hurting people. White Supremacy Week is when they go out and find people to kill or maim or whatever, you know, whatever happens. It's just like in the 80s and 90s when the skinheads used to look for people.
No, but see, you haven't watched the videos of the kinder, gentler white supremacists. Hey, it's not about hating you. It's about embracing us.
But that's bullshit. I'm like, it is, because those are those same, I mean, I hate to go back to like the 90s and stuff, and when, you know, Geraldo had, remember he had those white supremacy on, and Donahue used to have all these white supremacy people on, and you notice like nobody ever has them on TV anymore or on any talk shows because they want to clean up their image. But they're still spreading hate just because we can't see it, and which is sad, because we don't see it, we tend to forget about it. But it's still there.
No.
If you have daughters and black daughters and black sons that are, you know, in between the ages of 16 and, you know, I would say 35, you're concerned. And I'm not saying I'm not concerned, but they're less likely to probably bother someone older than some, you know, they find somebody younger.
Well, I would just say from the womb till the tomb, there's a concern.
And I agree, but most of the time you hear about, you know, the late to early teens, you know.
Yeah.
To 35-ish.
Yeah. You're right. And
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen from, you know, littler kids or to older, you know, adults, but I'm just saying that's what, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
they have enough heart to not bother a baby, but, and then nobody cares about old people. So
I'm going to disagree with that, but
We're gonna go to our dumbass of the week first, and then we'll have a conversation. Always love that last one. Hey, if you're gonna go all the way in.
You just comes from the belly though. You can feel it.
Yeah. Right. You gotta put some stink on it. Adrian Broner, boxer. This dude had a court order, a contempt of court, as part of a civil lawsuit filed by a woman who accused him of sexually assaulting her at a nightclub in 2018. He failed to cooperate with multiple deadlines to submit documents and other evidence explaining why he was unable to make his $830,000 payment the judge ordered him to make in December. So he said at the time, in the filing on October 5th, he only had $13 in cash to his name. All right.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, but homie posts on Instagram. Homie posts on Instagram stacks and stacks of cash. And he's like flaunting it on Instagram. You want to say why? And see, I talk about this every week. Like, you really gonna? And you know you got a court case, and you know they're hitting you for money, and you're gonna go on Instagram and flash all your cash. And so right after that, the judge threw him in jail for contempt of court.
I would agree.
So to all you Instagram models, male or female, please, if you got a court case or you got any kind of case, just don't flaunt your money. Yeah, man, now I would say that you just don't want to flaunt your assets to the world. Because then people are like, oh, you got it. I'm going to come see you. That's generally how it goes, right?
I don't understand this. They're not gonna catch me attitude.
No, I don't even think it's that. I just think that.
Really?
No, I don't think that they're not gonna catch me. I just think that I can't not post. Social media is digital crack.
I would agree with that, but I also feel like a lot of times they post because they don't think they'll get caught.
Okay. So, see, I'm just saying it's crack because he was in his time, in his day, a very famous boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He had a name. He has a huge following. So, flashing cash. And especially, we know that law enforcement monitors you. They have a whole task force for it. And, you know, especially entertainers, whatnot, you on the chopping block. And you got a case. This is what I'm saying. He's got a case. He know he's got a case. And you pled just last month. I only got $13 in cash to my name. And then 1 month later, you taking pictures on the ground with stacks and stacks of cash. No, why you got stacks and stacks of cash? I get it, because you don't want to put it in the bank, but a smart person would just have a bank account in another country that can't be touched. I mean, this is the reason why these guys always fall. So now he's in jail because he couldn't stay off the ground. And that's what I'm saying. It's crack. He just could not do it. I had to do it. If I didn't flash my cash, I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night. That's pretty much his attitude, it seems. Adrian Broner, locked up because I couldn't not post.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not as sad as the fact. Did you know that Kanye West got like 61,000 votes?
Yeah, that's sad. Like, I'm just so disappointed. Like, I'm just so not understanding.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah, he did some great albums too. So people are like, you know what? I can forgive Coonin because he made great albums. Look, R. Kelly was peeing in middle schoolers and high schoolers' faces. But because he had platinum albums, we gave him a break. I'm just saying. So
I mean, I didn't give him anything. Because I feel like it's not up to me. You know what I mean? Whether I buy his music or not, that has nothing to do with it. That's the law. That, you know, and whether, you know, people can always have their opinion on whether they support him or not, but your support does nothing for him, whether you support him or not. I mean, you know what I mean? It does.
Well, so I have a different feeling on that. So, for example, your R. Kelly's, your Kanye West's. It's energy thing. I wasn't feeling his energy way before he went and married the succubus and all this other stuff. I was done with him. I remember when I had the conversation with the homie. He's like, man, but you know, he had that album, he worked out his frustrations by his mother. It was a dope album. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm just not feeling it. It's just there's something, it ain't right there. And lo and behold, years later, just cooning. Cooning at a high level.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If it came on the radio, I didn't turn it off. And like now, if it came on the radio, I wouldn't necessarily turn it off. I've never purchased, you know, but this is even beforehand. I mean, I've never, you know, been so into him that I purchased any of his music or anything. But
that's not my issue. My issue is just like, just from a standpoint, like, man, you rocking with that dude. It's like, come on. And everything that he has done since, yes, we know that he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. There's no doubt about that. At the same time, man, you on a whole other level with your foolishness. But you know what? We're going to go on break here. This here is from the vault, Clay Creation, No Love Lost.
Yeah, this is what I do best. Feel the euphoria, dropping this here to kill you keyboard warriors. The new stuff is boring us, man, what I do next. This is what I do best. The crown is broken in pieces, I swear that I need it. Music, I bleed it. Late nights, I'm thinking about all the stuff that damaged me. Swimming through it like a manatee, I'm facing insanity. They ask me why I hate love, look where it landed me. My niggas, they granted me. The niggas be living through, the one who gon' tell the truth. So I'm standing in the booth, put on this damn shoe. I got slapped on it, niggas expecting our sleep. We never decline, nigga, we never retreat. I'm good in the south, nigga, I'm good in the east. Putting on my niggas who dead in the seas. Good at euphoria. Had a drop just to kill you, keep on warriors. And you stuck is boring us. Now what I do next? Yeah. Got my foot in again. I'm not invested in others' opinions. I get on wax and rip tracks like I was Brazilian. The talent too big to never not make millions. China told me that I just need exposure and never take my foot off the gas until they know you. Going viral off tweets. Praise God that one day that I'll go viral off beats. I had a dream I met with Kanye. I just know when people spend time in the presence of God, anything that's not a hymn gon' break one day. Used to think my talent stopped at city level. People say they bump the music, but the number of streams don't even seem to even match their little pity level. I know haters revel in the fact the devil attacks, but everything that's taken then, I will soon get back. That's double fold like you're doing laundry. Coming up with schemes, I ain't talking Ponzi. I believe the universe aligns with visions of people who would rather sow peace than sow division. And that's real. I catch myself thinking about my brother, of how we need to check in and uplift each other. That's Lino, that's Ray, it's Cino, it's Tato. It's Walker, it's Mikey, nigga, you know the motto. Rather date Lupita's than Demi Lovato. Rather win happiness than win the lotto. Have feelings in the end, I gotta resolve them. Can't resort to anger just to solve a problem. Never really knew how much it really cost. Just knowing it end and there ain't no love lost.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation, No Love Lost. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, we've talked about some of this foolishness out here, but I know people are tired of talking about the election. People are tired of talking about COVID. So you know what? I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's out here just for you. We just going to make the apocalypse even more delicious. For example, did you know, brown sugar, Play-Doh is coming out with adult-scented Play-Doh?
What's adult-scented Play-Doh?
It's going to be sold in a six-pack with each can offering a different color and scent. They have overpriced latte, which smells like coffee.
Mom Jeans.
Uh-oh.
Grill. Yeah. Grill King. That smells like smoked meat. Dad Sneakers. Spa Day. And Lord of the Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so being that you're the resident mother here, mom jeans. What you think mom jeans gonna smell like?
You know, oh gosh, I could think of so many different things because, I mean, I personally, you know, I was a mom when mom jeans were out, but I was a young mom, so I wasn't wearing mom jeans. I'm just like, it just smells like pumpkin. Mom jeans?
Yeah. What are mom jeans? What is that?
So you know what like dad jeans are? Did you know what dad jeans are or no? You don't know what dad jeans are?
Nah, I just thought that you just bought some jeans.
Oh my gosh.
And you just happened to
wear
it. I didn't know that they had, because I've been in many stores and I haven't seen mom jeans sold here.
They don't say that they're mom or dad jeans. They're jeans that have no like shape and they fit horribly. They're usually for women, well, maybe for men too. But they're high waisted.
High waisted.
No
shape. Wait, hold on.
Okay, I don't have time for this fashion tutorial for you.
Hey, you said I wasted. See, I'm
hi,
like,
hi.
No, see,
hi.
Because people pull up their pants because they're trying to hide their gut. The pants aren't made high waisted. I don't know.
No,
that's
yes,
why
they
I'm,
are. Yes, they are.
Are.
They? Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So
yes.
I can't sag in dad jeans is what you're saying.
Oh, definitely not. No, I mean if you do, they'd be dragging. They won't fit around your hips because they're tight in the waist part.
Okay, see now you really not making no damn sense whatsoever. Because you said
you don't know this.
No. People wear clothes the way they wear clothes. So, for example, if I wear a size 34 in the waist, I'm going to get a 36 or a 38 to have room.
Are you serious? Oh,
yes.
So you wear dad jeans, basically. You wear dad jeans.
I don't know what that, having space, because I don't wear tight pants. I don't wear tight pants.
They're not tight, though. They're not tight if they fit you.
Okay, you, all right.
You're like two sizes too big.
No.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Yes.
All right, well,
okay. See, now I need to take you shopping, and we need to try on some clothes.
No.
You need to see the difference. They have boot cut. They have slim fit. They have all kinds of different jeans.
I know this.
And you're buying dad jeans. You don't even know you're buying dad jeans.
Okay, because I wear my clothes comfortable is dad jeans.
Then you know what? Don't buy any more jeans. Stick to sweatpants.
Hey. Okay.
Stick to sweatpants. Like for real.
Yeah,
don't buy any more jeans.
That's what I'm saying. So jeans fit.
No, they don't. They don't fit you.
Okay. So you
not
you
if
buy
you're buying
jeans.
Two sizes too big.
No, but jeans shrink.
No, they don't.
Okay.
You see, you're like thinking of Levi's 501s 1984. What are you?
Annie, you see, you know what?
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Yeah, because I
so
can't.
I'm so serious.
Right, because I don't know what mom jeans are. I've never heard of that. And when I think of mom jeans and a smell, I'm not thinking of pumpkin.
Well, I mean, they could smell like pumpkin. They could smell like soccer. They could smell like a van. They could smell like...
what? Okay.
I mean...
All right. So
oh my gosh. See, now we have to have this whole tutorial.
Other.
Now I got to give you a tutorial about
fashion. I don't need a tutorial on fashion.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Just so when these, the reason why I'm saying this is just when we do talk about things like this, you'll know what's being said. Like, you'll understand.
Hmm.
That's all. I'm not trying to dress you up or anything. I'm just saying, just so you'll know, like, what is being said when it's talked about.
Yeah, but I know how to dress up. It's like,
it's not about you. It's about just you knowing what's being said, not about how you look.
You know what? We're
so
just
like
going to
mom jeans and dad jeans, that's very old. That's like an old term.
That I've never heard.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of figuring out why. I mean, you're just not paying attention at work, I guess.
I don't think that I've ever heard folks talking about, I got my mom jeans on. I got my dad jeans on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to have this conversation outside of us. Yeah, we have to talk about this too, because...
All right. I mean, I'm just saying, these are scents
like,
in adult. They're making adult Play-Doh. Now, I'm begging here. Anybody who buys adult meat scented Play-Doh or whatever, please take a picture and send it to us. I just want to see you with Play-Doh. What does a grown person do with Play-Doh?
I play with Play-Doh.
Mm.
You squeeze it and you smash it and you make things with it. What do you mean? What do you do with it? Same thing you did when you were a kid.
I didn't play with Play-Doh.
Okay, you play with clay. It's the same thing.
No. Clay and Play-Doh are two totally different things. Play-Doh
that's just like saying Jolly Ranchers and jelly beans are two different things. They are, but they're still candy, right? So they are two different things, but they're the same. They're in the same class.
Whatever. Yeah.
Help me, somebody, please.
I'm sorry.
I can't with you tonight, like, for real. I can't even believe this. First the jelly belly, now the fashion. Did you ever tell me how good the jelly bellies were? I forgot.
Yeah, they were okay. They were okay. I had no
problem.
Okay. Yeah.
They were okay.
Yeah, they were good. They were delicious. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Is that enough?
No, it's not. But I'm gonna take it because I know you. So I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
Because I know that's all I'm gonna get.
Yeah. I just that's all that's needed. That's all that's needed. You know what? I'm sorry. I can't be the only person, but apparently I am. Anyway, we're going to go into...
What about mom jeans and dad jeans?
Yeah, I can't be the only person that don't know about that. I can't be.
If, you know, I wish somebody would call in, say in the chat, something, post it on Facebook, please.
Yeah, okay.
Please,
whatever.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I'm so serious.
Yeah, because there's nobody that's going to get your back on this one. I'm not seeing it. I don't see it in the chat room, and nobody's calling. That's what I'm saying. It's nobody calling.
Probably because they're not thinking that you're serious.
I'm serious as a heart attack. I don't know.
I'm
what
sure they are just as dumbfounded and as amazed as I am.
All I'm saying is this. Adults and adult-scented Play-Doh. Don't
okay,
ever
no,
let me...
I, okay.
No,
no,
don't
I'm
ever let me
that.
See you with it. Don't let me ever
no.
see you with it. That's all I'm going to
no,
say.
I'm not buying that. Yeah, okay. I don't even want to know what the meat one smells like because I'm sure it's gross.
Anyway.
See, somebody just said in the chat, the jeans are a real thing. Miss T to you, boo. The jeans are a real thing. Thank you, Miss T.
Anyway, we're going to go into our hater. Yeah, Anyway, we're going to go into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week. And more than likely going to be hater of the month. Aaron Gillums was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the slaying of his wife, Crystal Hanshew. So apparently they argued in the hallway of their home. And according to his statement, he said she began flailing her arms and struck him in the face, which prompted him to retrieve his .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol from the bedroom, to which he proceeded to say that we should have never gotten married, pointed the gun at her, and pulled the trigger.
Uh-oh.
Yep. He went all the way in.
That's crazy.
They have been married
That's
8 months.
That's another thing. 8 months.
8 months.
Wow.
So they were newlyweds.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering how long they were together.
It doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just saying, like, you just don't marry somebody and then shoot them within 8 months, and then you, like, were together, like, for, like, 10 years before you got married or 5 years before you got married. Right? I'm not saying.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know. And at this point, it's kind of irrelevant. Shot her and killed her. And so, it's another thing that we can say has been enhanced by the apocalypse. This anger.
Murder?
Yeah. Murder. I mean... So right here in Oakland, there was a spree, I believe it was last night, it was Tuesday night, election night. An organized, they say it was an organized gang of individuals who went on a spree, and they broke into Starbucks, a car repair shop, and a few other places. And police chased after them. And once they had them cornered, they ran over the police, I think injuring 3 officers, but one of them was fatally shot. Yeah, one of them was fatally shot, and the rest got away, but the officer said that they found the cars abandoned and they had all kinds of stuff in there, including weapons.
Wow.
And it was, you know how I talked about that square box area? It was on 92nd. So.
Oh yeah.
In the killing zone. In the killing zone. So,
wow.
And once again, I submit this because we haven't even gotten to the Thanksgiving, Christmas bullshit arena. We haven't even gotten there yet.
Well, hopefully it's raining and cold and everybody will be inside.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
Oh, it happened.
No, I'm going to say that the apocalypse is going to make that damn near impossible.
You really think? Because I just don't see, like, people hanging out. I mean, and since you can only hang out outdoors, I don't see too many people outdoors in the rain hanging out.
No, they'll be out.
They don't do it any other time. So why? Because what? We can't go places. What? Then they gonna hang out and just chill outside.
Yeah, no, they can't stand in front of the liquor store. Okay, you taking away a couple of their avenues, but that just means that you're just gonna be mobbing in the streets, trying to get something in the car, because you're not gonna be sitting at home. See, because we know that people are heightened because they've been sitting at home. So whatever it is, that shit's dialed up 10 extra digits. Whatever it is in your brain. So if you are an angry individual, that shit's dialed up 10 digits.
True.
So whatever it is that motivated you, druggy, whatever, porn, whatever, is dialed up 10 digits.
Yeah, goodness.
And so this is what we talk about. The apocalypse, I mean, it's the reason why you got folks that's out there in these caravans of love, running people off the road, shooting at people, attacking folks. Because they don't want to be at home. So rain, sleet, snow, or shine, folks definitely ain't trying to be chilling in the house. They want
to
be outside.
Which is so weird to me. That's
no matter
what.
Yeah. Is it?
I mean, I love being in the house. That's where all my stuff is. I mean, why would I want to be in the house?
Yeah, but
you
gotta
get dressed to leave.
All right, but you're talking. Yeah, but you're talking from a well-adjusted point of view. That's the problem.
Well, do you think so? If you like being in the house and you're kind of like a recluse, is that well-adjusted? I don't think so.
No, it's just there are some people who their home is their castle, right? Some people are comfortable in their home. So that's,
I mean, it's a kind of a give and take, but I don't, you know, I'm not angry about.
Well, hell, if you're not comfortable at home, where the hell are you gonna be comfortable at?
Well, you just said they're comfortable in the street, so I'm definitely not comfortable in the streets. If I had to choose,
right,
it would be the house.
Right. But when we're talking about most folks, and the reason why they're out exploding and all this stuff, because it's just pent up. And the normal bullshit that they could do, they are not able to do. So you got to take that, because once again, when you're not living right and your situation ain't right, being in that situation that ain't right is tough. And plus, once again, this was part of that whole, when the unemployment and all the other stuff starts running out, and people stop, not getting gainful employment. What's gonna happen? Folks gotta go eat, and the legal business, as we talked about, is turning legal. And so you're getting squeezed out on all sides. You can't get a real job, and you can't even hustle. The hustle market is dried up. So who's your connect, right? Who's your connect right now? So hustlers getting squeezed out, and that's why you see this stuff out there in the streets. That's why everybody out there, you got to be careful. You go into these stores, I would suggest daytime, and even if you're in the stores in the daytime, you got to have your head on the swivel, because these folks, they out there trying to get it, and you know they're going to be out there, especially at night. It get dark early, too, so the freaks, we always know the freaks come out at night, and so... You know, even without the song, we knew that. And now it's getting around that time, and everybody, as they always, the fake Christmas shit, like, yeah, I'm trying to have a good Christmas too. It's like, yeah, okay. So you out there robbing folks so that you can have a good Christmas. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's always the excuse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with all that you just said, yeah.
You agree?
I just feel like, I don't know, people don't want to be out in the rain if they don't have to be, so, you know, I'm not going to go chill on the corner in the park in the rain.
No, I'm gonna be out somewhere trying to rob people. That's the only way I can eat right now. But I digress. We're gonna go on break here. This is J. Cole, Fire Squad.
Like Lee, he's Bruce like Lee, he's old dude. Lil Wayne in a new white tee. Me KD, ain't no nigga that can shoot like me. Back. Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'm on eye for you. We don't wake up. Tell me, girl, why you set the me for time? With the W, I'm gonna keep your skin shine clap. Yeah, but nigga, why you acting like a little bitch? Get a take a chance, I'll fuck me on your bitch. Tell me, baby, why you always just the job? All those daddy shorts again, and we suck. Who's the king? Paper for sparkling. Thanks for my search. What you expect is from me, I came from the dirt. Plenty of small space, songs that I sing. It's your pet, the pet, I'm falling from the king. Tell me, spin it up, don't let me go. Pull out the stars, pull out the stars, never know. Look in my eyes, I see the future, we don't see the truth. History repeats itself and that's just how it goes. Same way that these rappers always fight each other's flow. Same thing that my nigga Elvis did with rock and roll. Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and then Mac Lamont. While silly niggas argue over who gon' snatch the crown. Look around, my nigga, white people have snatched the sand. This shit, I'll probably go to the award, deaf and damn. Watch Iggy win the Grammy as I try to crack a snap. I'm just playing. With all good jokes, the same true shit. Same rope you climb up on and aim to wish. But not the man, my aim too sick. I damn, nigga, I came to bring the pain. My brain too quick. You see how I maneuver this game. I ain't stupid. I recognize that life is a dream. And I train through shit. And break the chains and change minds. From verse to the time. And playing two sticks. Fuck it, it's stupid. Who's the king?
We all kings. Kings for ourselves, first and foremost. Yeah. While the people debate who's the king of this rap game, here comes Lil' Old Jermaine with every ounce of strength in his veins to snatch the crown from whoever y'all think has it. But rather than place it on his head as soon as he grabs it, boom, pass like magic. With a flash and a bang, the crown of simply falls to the earth from which he came. His guns ain't gonna be no more kings. He never did any man he claimed, cause deep down he claims onto the need for power. Reality, he's a coward. Ultimately, he's scared to die. Sometimes so lies. But when I'm in tune with the Most High, I realize the fear lies in my lack of awareness of the other side. Today I know that we are the same. Are the same, you and I. Two different kinds of skin, different set of eyes, two different minds, but only one God. All the kings. Cause I know deep down every poet just wanna be loved.
Together we got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was J. Cole, Fire Squad. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, Brown Sugar, you know about WAP, right? You know about WAP, right? It's been out there in the streets. People have it in their mom jeans. WAP is out there, right? There's a weather supervisor in Milwaukee who tried to use it for his Facebook program. So his program was called the Weatherization Assistance Program on Facebook. And so he used the Clancy's meme where it said there's holes in here and it has Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. He switched it out with holes, H-O-L-E-S. It was well received by people. And they made him apologize. Because he put WAP. Okay. Oh, hit me with your
best. What is the...
Well, they saw the picture. He just switched out the there's holes in here to there's holes in here. Yeah.
Okay.
It did. Yeah, it didn't go over well.
People have been doing a parody over that song all the whole time. So why is it bad that he did that?
Well, I think the people who were a part of that weatherization assistance program, they have very, very.
I see. They're saying,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's an official organization.
So the song itself was inappropriate to use, so that's
right.
The problem.
And he has,
okay.
And I'm guessing they all have stiff butt cheeks, very stiff.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to figure it out because I've seen like religious songs parodied over it. I've seen kind of teacher, or I don't know if they're truly teachers, but. You know, and I'm just like, you know, they use the beat. They didn't necessarily use the lyrics, but I mean, I feel like even if you use the beat and the kids are dancing to it, they have to know some of the lyrics, right?
No, they don't.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, how do they know the beat if they don't know the lyrics, some of the lyrics?
I don't know. You know they know, but it's just you don't want to admit to it in public.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, everybody, you know, before this week, what? We had record number of sign-ups, people registering to vote. Get out the vote. Get out the vote. And it was projecting that Biden was going to win pretty easily, right? It was supposed to be pretty, pretty easy. And
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was going to be easy, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I know, yeah, because he's horrible. But, you know, it was one of those things where all he had to do was just not say something or do something really, really stupid. And he was supposed to win in the landslide because he's going up against, you know, I mean, as far as just straight out crooking. We just make some shit up. Crooking. This dude right here, he has been of great benefit to himself. But this dude got almost 70 million votes. So, and I make this point because he got almost 70 million votes and all the quote-unquote battleground states. And we talk about the, you know, it's always been a facade that people say, oh, yeah, it's not racist here in America. And things have changed. It's 2020. But these races are really, really close. Biden won in a blowout in one state. California. He was doubled in California.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere else. Yeah, he won by margins in some of the smaller states, but it still wasn't like blowout. And if we look on the map, realistically, Trump won more states. He just won the small ones where nobody lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it still tells you something. It still tells you something. You know, we talk about people, and I know it's sacrilege that I would say this, but I was kind of hoping that Trump would win.
And why is that?
Oh, because once again, you got people who are like, okay, I can sit back and relax now. We're good. We don't have to work towards nothing. We don't have to worry about achieving anything. We don't have to fight for our position because, you know, Biden and Kamala Harris won. And so we're going to be good going forward. See, because everybody was on edge. You know, everybody's uncomfortable because, you know, black folks were extremely uncomfortable. And it's like, shit, we got to be on our P's and Q's. These motherfuckers is trying to kill us and trying to take us out. It's just trying to make us totally irrelevant. And so you have folks out there. Now, Biden wins, you're not gonna get nothing done. I don't see Biden and Kamala Harris taking us into the 21st century as paragon justice.
And you think Trump would have?
No. But at least it would have been transparent. That's the point. Yes, because we already know Trump is the crook. And so when you know he's the crook and you know that all the racists are riding with him, you have no choice but to choose either the side that's right or their side. There's no middle. See, with Biden and Harris, there's a middle that folks can just like comfortably just slide into. It's almost like that meme where I think it's like Homer Simpson just slides into the bush, and you don't see him. He just fades out. That's what happens to progress. It just slides into the bush. See?
I mean, and I'm not like I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here because I'm agreeing with you, but I also feel like, why can't they? Like, why would it be like such a surprise if they did like really make a change or really, you know, did something? I mean, probably they can't because of Mitch McConnell for the most part. But if he wasn't in the way, why couldn't they?
Well, see, I don't get that energy. I don't see them enacting change. I see more of the same. So, I mean, because a lot of the times, you know, I mean, Trump got folks, he's like, yeah, you might as well vote for me, because, hell, they ain't did nothing for you, which is true. And there was no lie.
I mean, and that's right. My thing. Like, I don't understand why I would go to either side because neither side has done anything. So,
right.
But I'm not gonna support the person who has spewed hate and lies and has divided the country. And not to say the country's ever been together, but like
right.
Behavior that has happened while he's been president would have never happened had someone else, and I'm not even saying a Democrat or Republican, just someone else.
Okay. So let's since we advocating the devil here, we start thinking the majority of the shootings and the high profile killing of black people on camera. A lot of that happened under Obama. And we know it was just like they're looking at him, and there was just an anger that just came up.
Yeah, that's what it started.
Right. And the anger was so palpable that they voted in probably the worst guy that you can put in. The exact opposite of what Obama was, where Obama, and you know, Obama was smooth with his chicaneries, right? You just, the stuff that he did, you didn't understand on this level, right?
Yeah. True, he was a true politician.
Right. Where this dude, I mean, he's telling you every trick that he's going to do, and he's doing it. Look, I'm gonna put these international conferences at my hotels at taxpayers' expense. I mean, he's up front with the stealing and the bullshit, and so.
Yeah.
It's folks who just got used to it. And so everybody is emboldened with the with the bullshit. So, for example, in Ohio, there are blue dots in front of homes. Apparently, the blue dots are KKK social visit cards. So if you had like signs that say dump Trump or you know, Biden Harris, you got that blue dot, and folks would come back and damage your property.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's I feel like that's because of him though. Because he doesn't know. People are still angry. Well, the reason why I say I think it has to do with him, because I feel like they need to get over Obama, for one. He was president for 8 years. That's over and done with. He can't ever run again, so you don't have to worry about it. So chill and relax. Just, you know. But Trump doesn't do anything to like combat it, or to say, you know, let's not do that, or let's not do this. And I'm just, you know, using like just plain, like I would talk to a 2-year-old, but he could still be, you know, he could still say what's right and what's wrong. And he doesn't do that. He encourages it to me.
Hey, yeah.
No?
He encourages it. Yes. Because he's a true politician in the way where he understands the ignorance of people. See, because everybody always talks about how ignorant he is. But it's like, no, he's not ignorant. He's not book smart, but he's not unintelligent. He understands the pulse of the people. See, and that's what people are always misreading. The pulse of the people is what you saw. I started off by saying, yeah, he got 70 million votes.
I mean, but he kind of started the hate with Obama by, you know, in the media allowing him time
but,
to talk about how he felt Obama wasn't born here, and he
was
a secret Muslim, and he was a terrorist.
But
that's
not,
to me,
that
was rhetoric.
Right, but that's not the point.
No.
See, the point is the pulse of the people. You understand that America is racist. He understands that. Look, the man is on camera saying, and this is what I'm saying, this is the brilliance. See, he just says it, and it's obvious, and people go, he goes, I'm going to run as a Republican because they're stupid. He said that. He said it.
Yeah.
And he did it. Because he understands that you can tell these folks maybe drinking bleach. They were drinking bleach.
They were drinking bleach. Folks was putting the stuff in their veins.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. So he understands the pulse of the people. It's people don't want to deal with the fact that this is the reality. This is the true face of the country we live in. That's the true face. It is. He puts it out there. There's no makeup. No, you're gonna see the real face. And all the moaning and groaning and the frustrations, whatnot, is because people just don't want to deal with the truth. This is the truth. What you're seeing out in the streets, whatnot, that's real thoughts. Yes, it's the apocalypse. All of that is like a gumbo of truth. It's the gumbo, chili, whatever hot hash, whatever hodgepodge you want to put together, this is the true face of America. The United States of America. There is no truer face than what we're seeing. And everybody frowned up because it's like, ah, we shouldn't have to see it. But yeah, you seeing it. And that's what he brought to the table. That's why they wanted him to go away. Because, look, we only have to talk like this during Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner. And then the rest of the year, we can pretend like our in-laws and relatives aren't racist as hell. Because that's what that is. Right. We know it. And so people are uncomfortable with the truth. Plain and simple. We've been living with the truth all our lives. And so these past 8-9 months, everybody is getting that work. Everybody is getting the taste of the truth. And everybody don't like the way truth tastes. It's diet soda, which scientists say is no good for you. By the way, it's just as bad as regular soda. So
yeah, I've known that for years.
All right, so just if y'all didn't know, yeah, diet soda is not good for you either. So. If you're going to go soda, just get the real shit, because that diet soda gives rats cancer, too. And if you can get rats sick, us humans ain't got a chance. Anyway.
And if you do soda, do clear soda. Clear soda is better than the brown or the colored soda.
Yeah, it don't matter.
For real, the it does, because the cancer causing agent is the caramel coloring, they say. I'm not a scientist, so I don't know, but yeah. I mean, if we're gonna talk about soda, but go ahead, finish.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you gotta look at, and I'm especially talking to people who fit our category. Look, y'all gotta get past this foolishness and understand where you're at, when you're at, and where you're at. Because it doesn't matter who wins, the weather stays the same. The rain is gonna be on your side of the town. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We, of course, would love to have a continued conversation with you. If you want to, you can go to smoothdrama.com. We are in chat now. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, I'll let you later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together you've got smooth drummer.